Let's talk about public-private partnerships and intelligence. Conceptually, it could be argued that the idea for public-private partnerships in law enforcement goes back to one of the most fundamental principles of policing, articulated by Sir Robert Peel in 1829 in the United Kingdom. Peel noted that the government alone could not perform all policing duties. Assistance is needed by members of the public and by extension, the private business sector to help keep communities safe from crime. Indeed, Peel argued that in a democratic society, the police derived its authority from the public. Hence, the public had an obligation to assist the police on matters of public safety. His principle, the police are the public and the public are the police, infers a reciprocal responsibility. In the 21st century, this can be inferred to include two-way information sharing and joint public safety initiatives, responsibilities that both law enforcement and the private sector should embrace. Reinforcing this notion was an observation reported in a study by the Vera Institute of Justice, which concluded the police depend on citizens to assist in almost every aspect of crime prevention and investigation. Mobilizing that public support is essential to the core mission. Traditionally, the relationship between law enforcement and the private sector concerning crime control and community safety initiatives have been relatively easy. But as you will come to learn, is a more intricate issue.